This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The record high numbers of Coloradans infected with the Omicron variant are starting to drop. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Colorado's percent of positive COVID-19 tests was nearly 30% last week, but it's now dropped to 26%. COVID-19 hospitalizations seem to have plateaued at fewer than 1,700 patients, about 200 less than the pandemic record. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Two teenagers were shot in Aurora Thursday, not far from where other teen shootings happened late last year. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
A 16 and 17-year-old were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to the Aurora Police Department. In November, a rash of three shootings left 13 teenagers injured. The violence sparked peace rallies and increased school security. Governor Polis and other community groups want to add funding for gang violence prevention. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A Westminster police officer is accused of using excessive force. A 79-year-old man who says he suffers from emotional health issues has filed a lawsuit alleging the police officer threw him to the ground and tased him. Clayton Shriver says the officer confronted him when he refused to leave a McDonald's during a mental health episode. A second officer is accused of not intervening. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says he's fighting to pass an expansion of the child tax credit, while President Biden has indicated the idea may be off the table. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Biden told reporters he's not sure he can get to 51 votes on his Build Back Better agenda if the expanded child tax credit stays in. That's because West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin opposes the credit in its current form. He wants to limit it to lower-income families and require them to show proof of employment. Bennett, who's been leading the Senate charge on the tax credit, said he'd be open to lowering the eligibility cap, but warns a work requirement could exclude families who most need the aid. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.